Good morning. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. What a beautiful sentence. It brings me right back to our Lenten theme, we are jars of clay. And Jesus, as fully incarnate human, was indeed a jar of clay himself. And here we find him walking along. I like to think he was just out for a stroll, just out walking along to see what he might see. With open eyes and an open heart, he was walking through the world. Do you ever do that? Do you ever just go for a stroll with no destination in mind? Not to get exercise? Just walking, eyes and heart open. I highly recommend it. It's like the simplest, best spiritual practice that I know of. It's going for a walk, moving your body through creation, looking to see what you might see. Doesn't cost any money. Don't need a gym membership. Don't need any exercise equipment. All you need is what you were born with, as this beautiful clay jar. All you need is your feet and your legs, and your eyes and your heart wide open. Jesus is walking along. He sees a man born blind. He sees a man who has never seen anything before. Imagine what it would be like to be born blind. Imagine. Imagine that you had never seen your mother's face or your child's face. Imagine that you had never seen the sun setting over the Tetons or the Alpenglow in the morning. Imagine that you had never seen the horizon or a forest or a tear or a smile. Imagine that. I've tried. I can't imagine that because I was born with this incredible gift of sight, these senses that we embody, these ways of knowing and moving through the world. These bodies, these jars of clay that we are born into, are nothing short of miraculous. That we have these senses that show us the world that we live in, that show us the faces that we are surrounded by, that show us the architecture of cities and homes, plants, leaves, our own bodies, sense of smell, smelling things that we can't see, the sense of hearing beautiful music, which is not a visual, it's an auditory sense. The sense of touch that we have and the sense that we have in our bodies of being touched. These clay jars are nothing short of miraculous. And Jesus is walking along and he sees a man who is lacking that primary sense of vision. And he has compassion for this person who has never seen. And so he spits on the ground and he makes some mud, a little puddle of mud, back to the primal elements, back to first Genesis yet again, this dust that we are made of. He adds saliva to that dust, makes mud, and smears it in the man's eyes. And suddenly he can see. I wonder what he saw. I wonder what the first thing that he saw was. Well, I think it was Jesus' face, probably, once he is washed in the pool. But that moment is so beautiful that I once was blind and now I see is nothing short of miraculous in itself. Jesus did a lot of walking. Of course, people did a lot of walking up until very recently. It was the primary way that people navigated through the world. And it is a way that we can still embody hearts and minds open, moving through the world. What do we see? What do we see when we move through the world? I wonder if our sight has become so habitual that we miss so much. Now, granted, our brains can't process everything. We direct our attention to certain things, and those are the things we see. And I don't believe that we were born blind, but I believe that we were born nearsighted or farsighted. But metaphorically, spiritually, I believe that we perhaps are focusing our attention in the wrong places, and we come by that very naturally. I mean, just as you know, the first thing Jesus' disciple asked Jesus was, what did this guy do wrong that he was born blind? Did he sin? Well, apparently in utero because he was born blind. Or was it his parents who sinned? What's wrong? What was broken in this world that this man was born without sight? And Jesus said, no, neither of those things. It's just the way he was born. And by opening his eyes, and I would say by opening our eyes, the glory of God is made manifest in the world. That's what we can see if we can look through a new pair of glasses. If we can change the focus, change the attention that we are paying outward. We had an interesting discussion in adult formation this morning about the difference between introspection and extrospection. I don't know. Between constantly focusing inward, what do we miss out here in this miraculous world? What possibilities, what opportunities do we miss when we are so self-focused? We miss a lot, I think. I miss a lot, I think, when I get too self-obsessed. Thought I knew where I was going with this sermon. Kind of lost my thread there for a moment. Just got back from a trip to Nicaragua with Amos. Yeah, it was an amazing trip. And I've got to say that my eyes were opened in a way that I didn't expect them to be. You know, we come into these to these trips with certain expectations. When we go to Amos, we go down to support public health in the remote communities down there. So we always go with an agenda. We need an agenda, right? Because we have certain goals that we want to accomplish. This time it was three goals, was to provide water filtration systems for families in the community. We succeeded in that goal. We brought 40 of these water filtration buckets, very simple, very rudimentary, provides fresh water for people who didn't have fresh water before. And Carol's team did some educational classes for people in the community about wound care and burn care and those two things. There was another. And then taught, ran some classes for the children of the community where they got to play games and hear stories and tell stories. And then there was a small medical clinic building on the property. And this town, I mean, you know, we use the phrase, it was a wide spot in the road. Well, this wasn't even a wide spot in the road. It was a fork in the road where there was a church and there was the clinic and there were a few houses around, including one really nice new house, but mostly small homes that people were living in. 10-hour bus ride from Managua to the community. San Rafael Cum is the name of the community. Through some of the most beautiful country imaginable, through the mountains, tropical place, dry season, so it was kind of brown, not as green as you might expect. But when we pulled into this fork in the road that is San Rafael Cum, and I looked around, my first impression was that this is a sad place, that this is a place that where people are living really hard lives. And of course, my first inclination is, yes, we can do something for these people. Yes, we can make their lives better. And we did. I don't mean to minimize that. But the interesting change in vision that I had came from spending a few days there and receiving the love and the help from the people that lived in the community. You know, it's awful easy to offer help. I don't know if any of you can relate to this or not. But it's a lot harder to accept help. And so it was the help that was offered to us so freely and so lovingly that changed my perception of this town and this country and perhaps our mission. Mission. Why we were there. So we worked on this little clinic building, which was really run down. It really needed some help. And I was working on the water filter side of things for the first day, but the second day I got involved in the construction project. And, you know, I'm a construction guy, and when I walked over there and started looking at this tool kit that they had, and all of this work that we had to do, I thought, this is crazy. There's no way that we can accomplish what we can do with what they have. Well, it turns out that what they had was everything that we needed. Even the broken tools were exactly what we needed to do what we had set out to do. My first thought was, oh, next time I'm going to bring some saws and I'm going to bring some tools to help these people out. But what I came to understand was they had everything that they needed. And that maybe we, clay jars that we are, imperfect, sometimes cracked, sometimes with a hole, sometimes asymmetrical, we have everything that we need. If our eyes and our hearts are open, we have everything that we need to spread love in this world, to make a difference in this world. We don't have to go to Nicaragua, although I encourage you to go if you have the time and the resource and the desire, because it's an amazing thing, an amazing organization that we work with, amazing things that we get done down there. But it may sound strange, but I came back feeling like I had received way more than I had given that day and that week, and it's all about my perception being changed. Receiving love, receiving. JR was there too, and I wasn't there the day the guy brought a pair of hinges. This village, this community member saw what we were doing and said, oh, you need hinges? I'll go get them. He probably walked a mile to his house, brought back a mismatched set of hinges, which we didn't really even need or couldn't use, and offered them to us. And we accepted them gratefully. There are opportunities everywhere. As we walk through this world, if we can keep our eyes and our hearts open, there are opportunities in your neighborhood, in your families, in this community, and well beyond. There are opportunities to give something and also to receive, and perhaps to receive the gift of new sight, clearer sight, more sight, insight. So as we walk around, clay jars filled with spirit, filled with the good things of life, what will you hold? What will you pour out? What will you see? And how will you act? Amen.